Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great week if you are following politics with two very prominent, very well-known, and somewhat popular members of the Republican establishment, and they both are. Mike Pence, former vice president, and Chris Christie, former two-term governor of New Jersey, both getting ready to announce their respective candidacies. Chris Christie, he's on tonight. Mike Pence will be launching his candidacy with a town hall in New Hampshire. I think he's in New Hampshire. He might be in Iowa because Iowa is crucial to Mike Pence's campaign. That will be on Wednesday. And we have David Drucker to make sense of it all. He is a senior writer for The Dispatch and author of a book that has ended up being somewhat prophetic. It came out in October of 2021. The book is called In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. David, you were traveling with DeSantis last week. What is the most important thing for people who haven't made up their minds, haven't figured out who they are supporting among these Republican candidates? What is the most important thing to know about DeSantis that they may not know?
Well, it's a good question when you put it like that. You know, what I was interested in was what kind of candidate would he be now that he's an actual candidate, right? I mean, there was so much anticipation and buildup, and everybody was making a bunch of decisions about what kind of campaign he was going to run and what kind of candidate he was going to be. But we really didn't know for all sorts of reasons. I think what we're seeing so far, but I think what this tells us about what kind of campaign he's going to run, is that he's going to focus heavily on those issues that made a lot of news coming out of Florida, where he has legislated on a whole host of cultural issues that are important to the many aspects of the Republican base, right? So there aren't any surprises with him. He didn't say or anything or take a position that was surprising if you followed him. He talked a lot about, you know, parental rights and public education. He touted, at least in Iowa, though not in New Hampshire, but in Iowa, he was touting the 6-week prohibition on abortion rights at 6 weeks of pregnancy that he signed in Florida. He talked a lot about how he managed COVID and contrasted that with how the former president, Donald Trump, managed COVID. And so I think, in a sense, with DeSantis, is what you see is what you get. What's interesting to me is that it's been a long time since we've had a governor who was in a position to compete for the nomination. And so instead of talking about bills he's proposed, maybe bills that were passed, he's talked about things that he has done, things that he has signed into law. And that, I think, could set up a favorable contrast with a whole bunch of candidates in that he's not telling you what he's going to do if you give him a chance. He's telling you that I'll do more of what I've already proven I'm willing to do if you give me a chance.
And one of the things that people are saying about this campaign when they look at it is that the two earliest states, Iowa first with the caucuses and then New Hampshire, are quite different from one another in many ways. I mean, first of all, getting people to turn out for a caucus is even harder than getting people to vote in a primary election. Do you agree with the general wisdom that Trump has to win both states to continue this aura of inevitability that he's trying to cast around himself?
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I look at it from a different direction, maybe the other side of the coin, which is if the former president wins the first two states, and I think really even if he just wins the first state, Iowa, then the air of inevitability and this idea that you're just not going to beat him is going to take hold immediately, and the rest is history. If he loses Iowa, and if he happens to lose Iowa and New Hampshire, I think you puncture, you know, the air of inevitability. You puncture the idea that he's a strong candidate, which he is right now. And all of a sudden, you've got different segments of Republican voters that will flock to the winner of Iowa, the winner of New Hampshire. Maybe it's the same. Because all of a sudden, they'll believe that these are the candidates that are more electable. And look, I think that, you know, you're going to have people that have been very supportive of Donald Trump that'll stick with him. You have people very supportive of Trump, but that are convinced the media and the establishment are conspired against him in such a way that he can't win. So they're going to look for somebody else. And you'll get more of them if Trump loses first contest. And then you'll have people that don't necessarily like the alternative to Trump that's being presented to them, but because they dislike Trump even more, given the past 8 years, we'll make a practical assessment, I think, that let's go with the one that appears best positioned to block Trump from the nomination. And so I think that's why Iowa is probably more important than it's ever been. And for one more reason, you know, normally the knock on Iowa is that you have to cater to social conservatives, evangelicals. That doesn't play in New Hampshire and it doesn't play elsewhere, and we've seen people win Iowa and it doesn't really get you much other than it's better than nothing. You have momentum, you've won something, and it gives you a chance. But I think right now the Republican electorate broadly, but especially the base across the several states, are more in sync with each other on these cultural issues than they have been in the past. So I think if you can win in Iowa, it may actually demonstrate your ability to win in the states that follow in a way that hasn't always been the case.
Fascinating. The three names that come to mind immediately, Mike Huckabee, going back to 2008, and Rick Santorum in 2012, and Ted Cruz in 2016. These were all the candidates very deeply rooted in the evangelical Christian movement who did well and surprised the world in Iowa caucuses. Who plays that role of Mike Huckabee or Ted Cruz or Rick Santorum in this year's Iowa caucuses?
I don't know that anybody plays that role, because I think that I think the party, when you look at the Republican base, whether it's New Hampshire, Iowa, or South Carolina, I think these individual electorates are more in sync with each other. So right now, I think Ron DeSantis is a very undervalued stock in Iowa. He may end up flopping, he may end up not flopping, but just losing. But I think he has a real opportunity in Iowa. That's based on my reporting and traveling to the state a couple of times in the past few weeks. Nikki Haley is also competing hard in Iowa. Former Vice President Mike Pence, in theory, would be positioned to excel in Iowa. We'll see if he's able to do so. Vivek Ramaswamy is competing heavily in Iowa. I'm still very skeptical that he's going to get anywhere. But do not sleep on South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. He campaigns like a preacher on stage, roaming the stage, not behind a podium. He has the cadence of a preacher. His values are very similar to those of a lot of caucus goers. One thing that I think is different, which gets to the point I just made, is that I think a lot of the candidates I just mentioned, I think Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, even Mike Pence, they're all positioned to compete in New Hampshire, where Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, and Ted Cruz were not. So it's like you get this big win, and then you have to skip ahead to South Carolina. I don't think any of these candidates have to do that.
That's fascinating. David Drucker, I know you have to leave. But come back, keeping us up to date on Iowa, New Hampshire, and the rest of the country. David Drucker's latest columns linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And entertaining your brain is one of those things that you have to do to figure out who it is that CNN would suggest represents a completely unacceptable, dangerous, indicting dinner companion for a Republican candidate for president. Now, we all know about what happened with President Trump, who made the terrible mistake, and you can only look at it as a deeply misguided mistake of inviting Kanye West, and his buddy, Nick Fuentes, who is one of the most prominent anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, Jew haters, in the country, inviting them to Mar-a-Lago. It's a terrible thing. And now CNN is out with a bombshell report about Ron DeSantis and his close relationship with someone who apparently, in the view of CNN, is deeply, deeply questionable, because they bring up the point that they not only appeared at the same event, but they went out to dinner afterward. Listen, clip six.
New details about the close relationship between Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. It has to do with one connection, really, Leonard Leo, a conservative activist who had previously advised both DeSantis and Donald Trump on judicial nominations. Leo is also friends with Justice Thomas. So 3 years ago at an event for the Florida chapter of the Federalist Society, DeSantis said this about Justice Thomas.
This is a justice that has the courage of his convictions, and he's willing to apply the Constitution, you know, regardless of any criticism that he may face, because I do think he is our greatest living justice. Thank you.
And after that speech, DeSantis, Thomas, and Leo all went out to dinner.
I mean, this is so bizarre. That now, because of the attempt to smear Justice Thomas, I think without basis at all, because of the attempt to smear Justice Thomas, because he accepted gifts from a very wealthy Houston billionaire and collector and supporter of Justice Thomas, they went on vacations together. The idea that this is now suddenly to have a congressman and governor of Florida who would cultivate a friendship with Clarence Thomas, this is supposed to be a mark against him. Well, then again, you have another version of cable news on MSNBC, where a panelist, Mark Morial of the National Urban League, he's the head of the National Urban League, had a new basis for attacking Ron DeSantis. And again, given the fact that he is drawing almost as much and as bitter criticism as Donald Trump, and he hasn't even been president yet, this is really saying something about the extent to which DeSantis alarms people in the Democratic establishment. Listen, this is clip 20.
He is a history suppressor. He's a voter suppressor. And his effort to distract the issue into discussion of school choice misses the point that he's been a book banner and a black history suppressor, and a voter suppressor, and that is his record. He literally has made himself, in many respects, a 21st century version of George Wallace. George Wallace blocked the door to schools. He's blocking the doors to libraries. He's blocking the doors to the legitimacy of African-American contributions to this country. It's offensive. It's racist. It's backward-leaning. It's not the 21st century.
Okay, this is, by the way, this is sounds like a supporter for Cornel West for President of the United States. I don't know that. But Cornel announced his candidacy for Truth and Justice yesterday. He's running as an independent, a candidate of the People's Party. But this is so outrageous, the idea that Ron DeSantis wants to block any knowledge of black history, that he wants to block the library door the way that George Wallace blocked the schoolhouse door. George Wallace said, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. He literally was a pro-segregationist. He later renounced that later in his career. But to talk about, try to equate Ron DeSantis to George Wallace is so outrageously unfair. And also when he talks about he's a vote suppressor, look, we've had lots and lots of elections in Florida where people have looked at the results and it's been very close. And of course, the most famous one was the election of 2000, where that entire state, which at the time had 27 electoral votes, now Florida has 30 electoral votes, that entire state was hanging on a victory for George Bush of 123 votes. It was may have been 500 votes. It was less than 1,000. It was incredibly close. And this time, the election wasn't incredibly close, and nobody complained about it. Not Stacey Abrams over in Georgia. She had her own election where she conceded that it was a clean election. And this whole idea that he is a vote suppressor, how is Ron DeSantis a vote suppressor or a knowledge suppressor? And look, it's one of those things where I think that Ron DeSantis may be hurting his own chances by recognizing that it's a very, very tough tightrope to walk. If you are running in a Republican primary, and you very much want to win the Republican base and want to vote those people who voted for Donald Trump twice, well, then you have to appeal in a different way than you appeal to America at large. The candidates who are going to succeed, and this, by the way, includes President Trump, are going to be people who keep in mind that this is not a bifurcated election. You need to be prepared to win a majority of the American people at large, not just on the Republican side. Otherwise, what? Otherwise, America is headed toward collapse. That's the name of a provocative article by Peter Turchin. We'll talk about what that means and what the collapse comes from coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans are criticizing the Biden administration for its alleged lack of readiness for the termination of Title 42, a COVID-19 immigration rule. In a House subcommittee hearing today, California Democrat Lou Correa countered those claims by stating that border crossings have decreased.
In those first few days after Title 42 ended, the encounters dropped at the border by more than half. Title 42, which enabled rapid expulsion of asylum seekers, expired in early May. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his second presidential run. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. U.S.-China relations are showing signs of improvement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to visit Beijing following productive talks between senior American diplomats and their Chinese counterparts. That is according to the State Department. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
Meanwhile, when you talk about a sham and a disgrace to our country, there are reasons that someone can get a great deal of attention, as Peter Turchin has, for an article entitled America is Headed Toward Collapse. And one indication of that collapse before we get to Turchin's article is this unbelievable story about Lululemon. Now, I am not deeply familiar with Lululemon. It apparently is a very high-end, very fashionable, very hip store for mostly female clothing, I believe. And the Calvin McDonald, who is the CEO of Lululemon, which has stores everywhere at upscale shopping centers all around the country, the CEO has said he stands by firing two workers who did not abide by the company's theft policy. It sounds like he fired them because they stole stuff, right? Is that what you would think? You hear something like that? There are two workers who were fired because they violated the company's theft policy? No. They violated the theft policy by confronting thieves. Okay, here's the story. Jennifer Ferguson and Rachel Rogers called the police during the incident in May, just a couple of weeks ago, when three masked men looted their Atlanta store, taking handfuls of stock worth $7,000. They call the cops, and video footage shot by Rogers, 23, shows Ferguson shouting at the thieves before the pair follow them out of the store trying to stop them. Now, doesn't it sound like these employees ought to get some kind of medal? CEO Calvin McDonald denied that Ferguson and Rogers were fired because they called the police, but he said the fact that they followed and interacted with the robbers while they were robbing the store violates company rules. In other words, they have company rules that say that you can't do anything to stop robbery in action at your store. How nutty is that? The quote, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators. That's what they call people who work in the stores. We train our educators on around engaging during a theft. It's only merchandise. Jennifer Ferguson and Rachel Rogers were allegedly let go for trying to stop the thieves and breaking employee handbook policy of not interfering with a robbery. McDonald, that's the CEO, said Lululemon's policy explicitly states that the safety of their educators and their customers should not be threatened by any intervention in attempted robberies. In the Georgia robbery, the two women were seen on video following the thieves out of the store. In his interview with CNBC's Squawk on the Street, McDonald maintained that the policy is in place to keep everyone inside and outside the store safe. Because we put the safety of our team, of our guests, front and center, it's only merchandise. They are trained to step back, let the theft occur, to know that there's technology and there's cameras and we're working with law enforcement. This is, it seems to me, extraordinarily outrageous. Isn't it a human response if you're working at a place and you have some loyalty to it? I mean, they weren't protecting their own property. They were protecting the property of the CEO. The video showed a masked thief swiping leggings from a display near the front while his accomplice, who's also wearing a mask, holds the door open for him. An employee is heard saying, "No, no, no, you can march back out," before the second suspect walks in and grabs more items. Ferguson, one of the employees, then shouts, "Seriously, get out of here," as they try to get the thieves to stop before the pair rush out of the store to their getaway. It is said to have been close to the 10th time the store has suffered a robbery with no action, so the frustrated women reported it to the police for the first time. They said the thieves would consistently strike around an hour before closing time, when they would grab as much merchandise from the racks and tables closest to the door and then run out to a getaway car. Jennifer, one of the employees, said, "We were not supposed to get in the way. You kind of clear path for whatever they're going to do." This is very sad. And is this Lululemon stuff that you put up there, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Holy cow. What robbery happens within the store that these shorts? It's showing a guy wearing Lululemon shorts. They cost $88, and there's a T-shirt here, a male T-shirt for $78. I mean, you talk about robbery. That's robbery. Yeah, people buy it. Okay, what about America being headed toward collapse? There's this piece by Peter Turchin, who is a acclaimed academic, and he is the project leader at the Complexity Science Hub Vienna and a research associate at Oxford University. And he asks the question, how has America slid into its current age of discord? Why has our trust in institutions collapsed? And why have our democratic norms unraveled? All human societies experience recurrent waves of political crisis, such as the one we face today. And then he says, my research team built a database of hundreds of societies across 10,000 years of human history to try to find out what causes them. We examined dozens of variables, including population numbers, measures of well-being, forms of governance, and the frequency with which rulers are overthrown. We found that the precise mix of events that leads to crisis varies, but two drivers of instability loom large. The first is popular immiseration, meaning when people are miserable. When the economic fortunes of broad swaths of a population decline. The second, and more significant, is elite overproduction. When a society produces too many super rich and ultra educated people and not enough elite positions to satisfy their ambitions. He writes, these forces have played a key role in our current crisis. In the past 50 years, despite overall economic growth, the quality of life for most Americans has declined. There are many, many experts and scholars who will dispute that and don't buy it. By what standard has life declined after the last 50 years? Simply in terms of the number of people who own their own homes, the size of those homes, the ability to enjoy leisure time, the availability of education to a much greater number of people. Back in the 1960s, early 60s, 5% of Americans had the opportunity of going to college. Today, when you talk about attending college, not necessarily graduating, but attending college, it's over half who go to a junior college or some form of post-secondary education. And in terms of going out to eat, it's one of those things that many Americans who are old enough to remember, the idea that what's unique here, and we'll get to this later, is that the problem is too many educated people competing over a fixed number of spots. Meanwhile, remembering D-Day, why is that important today? We'll get to it coming up.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Medved Show, there is a great deal of drama in the world at large, and it's important because it puts the whole context of the presidential race to the foreground. And the context is when you're president of the United States, among the many things that the next president is going to have to be dealing with is Chinese provocations. Like the provocations that John Kirby of the National Security Council talked about today. Listen, clip 7.
Sadly, Ed, these are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military, in particularly in the area of the Taiwan Straits and in the South China Sea. The air intercept was over the South China Sea, and the maritime intercept that you talk about was in the Straits. And sadly, this is just part, again, of a growing aggressiveness by the PRC that we're dealing with, and we're prepared to address it. You heard Secretary Austin speak to that out at the Shangri-La Dialogue just this past weekend, and we're going to continue to keep the lines open with the Chinese to make it clear how unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
He's talking about plane intercepts, ship intercepts by the PRC, by the PRC, the People's Republic of China. And then, meanwhile, not all good news from Ukraine as the world awaits the counteroffensive that has long been promised to try to drive the Russians off Ukrainian soil. There's this update from the front. This is clip 8.
A potential humanitarian crisis developing near the front lines in Ukraine this morning. Vast quantities of water gushing over this major dam after Ukraine says Russian forces, who control the surrounding area, caused an explosion, possibly to disrupt a Ukrainian offensive. Russian officials initially denying the explosion, then blaming Ukraine. A top Ukrainian official now warning of an ecological disaster, saying extreme flooding caused by the dam breach could impact hundreds of thousands of people. Police urging entire communities to leave their homes, but saying some areas already cut off. One officer seen rescuing this dog, people grabbing what possessions they can. The Crimean Peninsula's water supply to the south also under threat, as is Europe's largest nuclear power plant nearby, the dam supplying water to cool its reactors. The UN's nuclear watchdog, with officials based at the Zaporizhia plant, closely monitoring the situation, saying there is no immediate nuclear safety risk. But President Zelensky accusing Russia of declaring war on the whole world.
And that comes in context. There's a piece by Paul Krugman in the New York Times which is about the relationship between what's going on and D-Day, which we remember today. He writes, World War II was a long time ago, but it still lives on in American memory, and the anniversary of D-Day on Tuesday seems especially evocative this year as we await the moral equivalent of D-Day coming any day now when Ukraine begins its long-awaited counterattack against Russian invaders, which may have already started. To remember what D-Day was about, it's worth hearing President Roosevelt's, Franklin Roosevelt's, D-Day prayer, which was broadcast to the whole world on radio, June 6, 1944. Clip 9.
These men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom.
And President Dwight Eisenhower, who wasn't president at the time, he was the general-in-chief, speaking to the world with his D-Day message, 21A.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the Great Crusade, toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely.
And then finally, the tide had turned. Listen to clip B.
But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
And two great and noble leaders who deserve recognition and remembrance on this D-Day. Speaking about D-Day and time passing, when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, sugar, alcohol, and fast food can make your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you and win. But with Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you need. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, more hot burn, no longer a problem. You'll start to feel younger and healthier. I know because I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of my Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Medved. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit Balance, then the number 7.com. code word MedVed. And code word for a new movie, fascinating new movie actually, code word is reality.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2017, a young Air Force veteran and intelligence specialist named Reality Winner was arrested for the release of a highly classified document pertaining to Russian interference in U.S. elections. Now Sydney Sweeney, celebrated for euphoria on TV, plays this complicated woman in the midst of her interrogation by the FBI in Reality. Now streaming on the rebranded HBO Max, now simply known as Max.
What if I said that you printed out classified information?
I'm not trying to be a whistleblower. That's crazy.
And what's notable about this film is that all of the dialogue is taken directly from the taped and transcribed interchanges between Reality Winner and the FBI. The performances are superb and humanizing, but this gripping film still leaves you puzzled about the essential character and motivations of its central figure. Rated TVMA, 2.5 stars for Reality, which is both fascinating and frustrating. And on the Michael Medved Show, tomorrow we're going to be looking at a brand new Gallup poll about current college students. Do they say their degree is worth the cost and the effort? And never mind snacks and drinks. Now in Brooklyn, New York, vending machines provide free birth control and overdose prevention products. And we'll consider with Megan McArdle, columnist for the Washington Post, three reasons we seem to be stuck with Biden and Trump. And the Seattle City Council will vote today on legislation that could give the city attorney, Ann Davison, the authority to prosecute drug possession and public drug use cases. Wow. An important case? Yeah, it is. And then there's the question of Chris Christie. Politico says he crashed and burned last time he ran for president. Why does he expect this time is going to be different? We'll know better after his announcement tonight in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.